You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. A woman who worked for Donald Trump for more than 5 years as a housekeeper at the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey, is speaking up about what she says her experience working for him was like while living as an undocumented immigrant. Victorina Morales of Guatemala says that for years her duties included making the future president's bed, scrubbing his toilet, and polishing his trophies. She says other workers at the club were also in the country illegally. Miriam Jordan reported the story for the New York Times, and she joins us now. Miriam, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
What prompted Victorina Morales to come forward with her story now?
Victorina Morales had worked for several years at the Trump National Golf Club quite happily. And after the president entered politics, she felt that the climate there for working became more hostile. She also became disturbed by the comments that Mr. Trump made on the campaign trail about immigrants and that they might be criminals and other derogatory comments that he made.
Now, you write there isn't any evidence that President Trump or executives in the Trump Organization knew of the immigration status of these women, but the women say at least two supervisors at the club were aware of what was going on and even helped them avoid detection. Tell us about that.
Well, firstly, when the women applied for positions there, they said that they made very clear during the interview that their papers were not authentic. In other words, they were phony, and that they were told that that was okay. We'll make photocopies of what you have. Later on, most likely after Mr. Trump entered politics, one of the managers at the club approached Ms. Morales, as she tells it, and told her that she needed to get a new set of documents. And when she said she didn't know how to acquire them, he put her in touch with a fellow worker who took her to a place where these new documents were manufactured.
And it's probably worth noting that in 2017, the terms of a 1998 class action lawsuit became public, and in that it was revealed that Donald Trump had employed about 200 undocumented Polish workers to help build Trump Tower. So I guess this isn't the first time he stands accused of using immigrant labor illegally.
That's correct. You know, in this instance, we cannot know at all whether Trump was aware that these individuals who are undocumented were working at the golf course. Mr. Trump was not involved in hiring them directly. However, he did interact with them and was a tough boss, they said, but also very generous with tips.
And at the same time, and as you note, Trump has boasted of using an electronic verification system, E-Verify, to make sure that all the workers he hired were legally allowed to work in the U.S. But even as he was making those claims during his campaign, you report that Ms. Morales was working for him in New Jersey and she was undocumented. What has the Trump Organization's response been to your story?
The Trump Organization thus far has just issued one statement in which it said that no undocumented workers would be allowed to be employed there. It has not said anything in addition to that.
How does Ms. Morales describe the work environment at Trump's club? You report she's exploring a lawsuit about workplace abuse and discrimination. What's that about?
Yes, Ms. Morales feels that as Mr. Trump entered politics and then became president, the mistreatment at the hands of her supervisor, the housekeeping supervisor, that is, worsened considerably. She was taunted. She was called a dumb or stupid illegal immigrant. As she said, other undocumented immigrants were referred to and, in fact, even described as less intelligent than a dog.
Is Ms. Morales worried about retaliation or, in terms of her immigration status, potential deportation?
Well, the truth is that any undocumented person can be deported if they are encountered by federal immigration authorities. But there are protections that should kick in for Ms. Morales because she came forward with information that raises credible questions of civil and criminal violations by the Trump Organization. She and other undocumented workers at Bedminster could be granted visas that protect victims of crime and trafficking, as well as witnesses. You know, and that means that they wouldn't be viewed as perpetrators of any illegal activity. Rather, their employer would be. In addition to that, her attorney has filed a petition seeking asylum for her and her family because several years ago, her father-in-law was murdered in a gruesome fashion in front of one of her sons in Guatemala. That could give her family some basis for protection under asylum law.
Miriam Jordan is a reporter for The New York Times. Miriam, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.